A very pleasant good morning to you. These are the devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of November. It is the feast of St. Leonard, hermit, and patron saint of prisoners. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich, deliver us from an inordinate love of this world, that we, inspired by the devotion of your servant, Saint Leonard, may serve you with singleness of heart and attain to the riches of the age to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today's scripture lesson comes to us from St. Matthew. It's St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 25 to 33. St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 33. And here it goes. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by your own span of life, increase it by worrying? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what we will wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Here ends the lesson. Thanks be to God. As I said, today is the Feast of St. Leonard. It's always on the 6th of November each year. And Leonard was a hermit or a monk. St. Leonard was born towards the end of the 5th century. A very, very important parents, illustrious parents. And they resided in the part of the province of Gaul, which was then beginning to be called France. And indeed, he belonged to the nation of the Franks, and he was at the court of King Clovis I. And his relatives were great dignitaries at the court of King Clovis, and they were extremely wealthy people. And so Leonard was extremely wealthy. But the king, King Clovis himself, was converted to Christianity by Saint Remi. And of course, Leonard was also converted to Christianity by Saint Remi. And we are told that as Leonard grew more and more, he was so moved by the holy example of the Bishop of Reims, that Leonard renounced all his worldly materials and possessions, and he decided that he would lead a more perfect life. So he gave up everything and he followed Christ. And Leonard began to exercise his charity, particularly on behalf of those persons who were imprisoned. Now, we are told that Clovis I, the king at the time, in response to a prayer of St. Remy, had already issued an edict that prisoners in Reims might be freed whenever the king passed through the city. But St. Leonard went and begged the king to grant him personally the right to free prisoners whom he would find worthy of being freed at any time. And yes, King Clovis gave St. Leonard that right to free the prisoners whom he had in fact been responsible for changing their lives. The reputation of St. Leonard's goodness and sanctity soon spread throughout the known France at that time. Many of the sick came to him and he healed them. Many people came to him who were poor and in need, and he gave them as much as he could. And so Leonard's life was a life of generosity and a life where he abandoned material possessions for himself and gave whatever he could to help those who were less fortunate. And because he had great interest in those who were imprisoned, and although he was a monk or hermit, nevertheless, he ministered greatly to those who were in jail. And so he is the patron saint of prisoners. And that is why our chapel at the Bahamas Correctional Institute here in Fox Hill is named after St. Leonard. We have St. Leonard's Chapel at the prison. And of course, he is the patron saint of all prisoners. But when we hear of the gospel story that is set aside for St. Leonard's Day, it is Jesus speaking to us about why are we worrying about all these earthly things. And he speaks about us looking at the lilies of the field and how they grow, and looking at other things like the birds of the air and how they exist. And the question Jesus asks, well, listen, man, tell me, doesn't God take care of these as well? So why are you worrying about it? And you are more than lilies, you're more than grass, you're more than birds. And he speaks to us about having this great faith in God, putting our trust in God and not relying on things. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot to learn in this world today. Yes, possessions are important, but they are not everything. They are not the things that really make us happy. You only could wear one pair of shoes at a time, even though you may have 30 pairs in your closet. You only can wear one dress at a time or one pants, even though you may have a huge amount of things. You only could sleep in one bed. And so we have to put life in perspective. What is really most important to you? And Leonard determined that his relationship with God was the most important thing in his life. And so he gave away all of his possessions. And then he set out to minister to God's people those that were in need. And he then took it upon himself to really minister to those who were imprisoned. And so the ministry of those in jail or in prison is a wonderful ministry to be exercised by those of us who call ourselves Christians, to really reach out to those who are incarcerated, to bring God's word to them, to assist them in whichever way we can, despite the fact that they had made or they would have made many mistakes. It is still our responsibility as Christians to visit with them, to pray with them, and yes, always to do our very best to assist them. And so let us remember St. Leonard today, and let us remember his great work, not only as a hermit or a monk or somebody set aside, but also his great work in the prisons. I wish you a very wonderful and beautiful Tuesday, the 6th of November. This is Archdeacon Keith Cartwright of St. Agnes and the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Southern Bahamas Archdeaconry. God bless each and every one of you, and enjoy your St. Leonard's Day. And the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today and forevermore. Amen. Amen.